Now get your big fat cat out of here.
Cargo today, so I thought I'd get ready. In days when there's any work to be done, I can always count on a big turnout at sick call.
Yeah.
I had tracked some very rare diseases on cargo day. That day when they knew you had 5 ships to load, I was greeted with 6 more cases of beriberi. Double beriberi this time. So help me, I'm going down to the ship's library and throw that old copy of Moby Dick overboard.
What are you giving him these days for double beriberi?
Aspirin, what else?
Something wrong, Dad?
Nah. Huh? Yeah, we missed you when you went on watch last night. I gave young Ensign Pulver another drink of alcohol and orange juice, and it inspired him to relate further amorous feats of his.
Did he tell you about the time he overwhelmed a 45-year-old maiden? But the simple tactic of being the first man in her life to ask her a direct question.
No, but some of the things he related positively bordered on the supernatural. I don't know what to do about young Pulver. Perhaps I should report his record to the American Medical Association, hmm? Hey, there is something wrong, isn't there?
I've been up all night, Doc.
Yeah? What's the matter? What is it?
I saw something last night that just about knocked me out.
What happened?
I was up on the bridge. I was just standing there looking out to sea. I couldn't bear to look at that island anymore. All of a sudden, I noticed something, little black specks crawling across the horizon. I looked through the glasses, and it was a formation of our ships that stretched for miles. Carriers and battleships and cans, the whole task force, Doc.
Why didn't you break me out? I've never seen a battleship.
They came on and passed within a half a mile of that reef. Carriers so big, they blacked out half the sky. Battle wagons sliding along, dead quiet. I could see the men on the bridges. And this is what knocked me out, Doc. Somehow, I thought I was on those bridges. I thought I was riding west across the Pacific. I watched them till they were out of sight, Doc, and I was right there on those bridges all the time.
Yeah, I know how that must have hurt, Doug.
Then I looked down from our bridge and saw our captain's palm tree. Our trophy for superior achievement. The Admiral John J. Finchley Award for delivering more toothpaste and toilet paper than any other Navy cargo ship in the safe area of the Pacific. Read this, Doc. See how it sounds.
What is it?
My application for transfer. I've been rewriting it ever since I got off watch last night.
Not another one.
This one's different, Doc. I'm trying something new, a stronger wording. Read it carefully.
From Lieutenant J.G. Douglas Roberts, the Bureau of Naval Personnel, 16 April 1945. Subject change of duty request for. Boy, this is sheer poetry.
Go on, Doc.
For 2 years and 4 months, I have served aboard this vessel as cargo officer. I feel that my continued service aboard can only reduce my usefulness to the Navy and increase disharmony aboard this ship.
How about that?
It is therefore urgently requested that I be ordered to combat duty, preferably aboard a destroyer.
What do you say, Doc? I got a chance, haven't I?
Listen, Doug. You've been sending in a letter every week for goodness knows how long.
Not like this one.
And every week the captain screams like a stuck pig, disapproves your letter, and forwards it that way.
That's just my point, Doc. He does forward them.
Doug,
just
look,
because...
Look. The captain of a Navy ship is the most absolute monarch left in this world.
I know that.
If he endorsed any of your letters approved, your orders would come through like that. But disapproved, you haven't a prayer. You're stuck on this old bucket. Face it.
Well, it's still a chance, Doc. It's still a chance.
I'm sorry you ever saw that task force, Doug. Well, I've got to go down to my hypochondriacs.
Morning, Mr. Roberts.
Morning, Dottie.
Even hotter up here than it is down in that mess hall. Look at that cruddy island. Smell it. It's hot, it already smells like a hog pen. You think we got out of here today, sir?
I don't know, Dottie. The three LCMs coming alongside for supplies. Getting up yet?
Yeah, they're starting to stumble around down there, that poor punch drunk. Mr. Roberts, When are you going to the captain again and ask him to give this crew a liberty? These guys ain't been off this ship for over a year except on duty.
Dolly, the last time I asked the captain was last night.
What'd he say?
He said no.
We gotta get these guys ashore. They're going Asiatic. Will you see him again anyhow, Mr. Roberts?
You know I will, Dowdy. In the meantime, have Dolan type that up for me, will you?
Oh, your letter.
Yes, sir.
Sweep down fore and aft. Sweep down all ladders and all passageways. Do not throw trash over the fantail. Now, sick call will commence immediately.
Now.
Say, Doc, when I woke up this morning, I...
And remembered you were working cargo. Continue.
Honest, Doc, I couldn't even straighten up. I guess it's the old appendix again, huh, Doc?
That appendix of yours certainly gets around, Reba. Now it's on the wrong side. Two aspirin, marked for duty. Next.
Aspirin? For a floating appendix, Doc?
Yeah, it's the latest thing. I'll have one with you. Next. Well, where do you hurt?
It's my head, Doc. It's my head.
Dizzy?
Well, yeah, it's terrible.
Ringing in your ears?
Well, I mean, it's all the time, Doc.
Like bells?
That's it, Doc, like bells. Huh? That Doc.
How do they go? Dong-dong, ding-ding, or ding-dong? It's important.
Ding... Dong? Dong-ding?
No second guessing. Too bad. Should go dong-dong. One aspirin, marked for duty.
There is now available at the ship store a small supply of peanut brittle. Ship store will be open from 1300 to 1315.
You, Signer, got a real special job for you. You stay right here and clean these binoculars for the bridge.
Now let me work up forward, Chief. I want to be around this crud manion.
Yeah, Chief, take a signal with you.
Don't get lost, you dirty...
Cut it off, the both of you. I'm tired of you two bellyaching. Now go on, get scraping.
Hey, Steph, which end of these binoculars are you supposed to look through, huh?
Well, I guess it's optional in Cigna. Depends on what size eyeball you got.
Hey, what time would it be in San Francisco?
About midnight last night.
Midnight last night?
Hey, the Japs must have took over that island. There's a red and white flag on that new building.
Japs? We ain't been within 5,000 miles of any Japs.
Japs, you hear that, Wiley?
Smart, ain't
it? Yeah. That's a hospital flag.
Hey, Steph! Hey, they got a fancy building on that island. Yeah. Hey, they got big windows and...
Holy cow!
Holy cow, he got nurses on that island! That nurse! She's taking a shower! Yeah, look! Second story! See, she's a blonde, see?
Get off my back!
Ah, knock it off! I never seen such a beautiful girl.
She's sure taken a long time in that shower.
Yeah, honey. Oh, my. down over here by the window.
How do you use this thing?
Oh, there's another one over by the wash basin taking a shampoo. Hey, she's got a bathrobe on.
What a stupid way to take a shampoo with a bathrobe on.
What's stupid about it? You think she wants to...
Wow! Please, fellas, come on.
Didn't I tell you she was beautiful?
Yeah, man.
I can't even see the island.
So long, Blondie.
Uh-oh. Here goes the other one.
Imagine that pig not taking a shower. Oh, come on, girls. Who's next?
I'm getting it. Yeah. But there ain't no one in there now.
Hey, yeah, sweet, try mine. They must think we got nothing better to do than stand here. You see anything, sweet?
No, you've been panting on the lens.
God, his glasses is getting heavy.
Yeah, we're wasting manpower. Let's take turns, okay?
Yeah, I'll take the first watch.
Okay.
Goes a seagull.
Let me have a look at that, will you? Flash lid!
You dirty, miserable sheep.
Oh, it's too bad. There were three in a minute ago. One was just about to take
it down. Peep and Tom.
Who's the Peep and Tom?
Who are they? We got to find out. Get out. Start it up. Run. 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 Run.
Run. Run. Run. Run. Run. Run. Run. Run. Run. Run. Run. Run. Run. Run.
Get out of here.
Stop that, Hammer.
I'll kill him.
Do you
hear me? I'll kill him.
Run. All right. Get below all of you.
Stash
your heads.
Hold it right there, mister. What's that man doing on deck without a shirt?
I was just speaking to him about that, Captain.
I want that man put on report. I don't want no one on deck without a shirt. Is that clearly understood?
All right. Keep your shirt on. All of you.
Seen that, sir? Last night down in the compartment, I saw three of them fights. Worse than that. They gotta have a liberty, Mr. Roberts.
Yeah, they sure do. Dowdy, call a boat for me, will you? I'm going ashore.
What are you
going
to do?
I just got a new angle.
You're not going over the captain's head.
No, I'm going around his end, I hope. Get the lead out, Dowdy.
If I could be with you 1 hour tonight, if I was free to do the things I might, I'm telling you true, I'd be anything but blue if I could be with you.
Hey, what's new, Doug boy?
I'm going to take a launch over to the island.
Over to the island? Hey, how'd you like some company, Doug? I'll go get some aspirin for Doc, you know, at that new hospital they're starting to build. What's the matter?
Why, Frank Thurlow Pulver.
Huh?
You mean to say you'd be willing to unglue yourself from that sack for the purpose of doing a favor for someone else?
Now, let's just not have any more of that usual attitude towards Pulver, boy. I said one simple thing. I'd be perfect.
Frank, okay. Hurry up.
Okay. Yeah, just in case, Pulver boy, just in case. I could be with you tonight. If I could be with you an hour tonight. See you later, Doug boy.
Okay.
If I could be with you, I'd love you strong. If I could be with you, I'd love you long. I want you to know why I wouldn't go until I told you, honey, why I love you so. If I could be with you 1 hour tonight, if I was free to do the things I might, I'm telling you true, I'd be anything but blue if I could be with you. Oh, if I could...
Yeah, but you girls just got in here, huh? Where are you from?
No, don't tell me. Let me guess.
Hey, how many of you girls are there?
Captain, aren't you going to answer our salute?
Answer? Sure, yeah. It'll make you feel any happier. Yeah.
We thought maybe we were doing it wrong, Captain. You see, we haven't had much experience.
Well, that's wonderful.
Is that your battleship in the harbor, Captain?
Not exactly, no.
Is there anything you want? I mean, anything in particular?
No, nothing I can think of in particular. Oh, aspirin. What about the aspirin? I got a requisition right here. Aspirin right here.
All right, right this way. Get back to work, men.
Carry on there, men. I'm actually not captain of that AK.
Oh, no kidding.
I'm the exec.
Certainly must have an awful lot of BF.
Who, me? What do you mean, me?
Battle fatigue with all this aspirin.
Oh.
Seen a lot of action?
Well, I sure as heck haven't seen much action this past year. You mean battle action? Well, I got a little shrapnel in my left leg, but it really gives me a twinge now and then.
Well, I hear that scotch works wonders.
You like scotch?
I was acquiring the taste for it before they shipped us house. Here's your aspirin.
Thanks. Would you like to come out to the ship this afternoon?
Sorry.
Because it just so happens I have a bottle of Red Label in my cabin.
And the shore boat at the dock at 1800 minus 10.
Oh, will I? 1800 minus 10. Let's see, 1218
is 6. It's
10 minutes
to
6.
Yeah.
Oh, I see I caught your interest. I don't want these other girls to hear, but if you were to come over alone this afternoon...
Here's your letter, Mr. Roberts. I typed it up. Just sign your old John Henry here, and I'll take it to the captain. Then hold your ears. Mr. Roberts. Oh, it's only you, Ensign Palmer. What are you doing, Mr. Roberts' locker?
There's a shoebox in there somewhere, Dolan. I can't find it. Well, it's stolen, that's all. There's just nothing they'll stop at. Broken right into the sanctity of a man's own locker.
Hey, Mr. Roberts back in the island yet?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Well, as soon as he gets back... Have him sign this, baby.
What is it?
What is it? The best letter Mr. Roberts writ yet. It's gonna blow the old man right through the overhead. This letter's liable to get him transferred.
Let me see that.
Get a load of this line right here.
Increased disharmony aboard this ship.
Ain't that a kick? Oh, I can't wait to jab this baby in the old man's face. You know how he gets sick to his stomach when he gets extra mad at Mr. Roberts?
Yeah.
When I deliver this letter, I'm going to take along a wastebasket. Let me know when Mr. Roberts gets back.
Mm-hmm. Well, he wasn't.
It was the most vicious fight you ever saw in your life. And after Dowdy and I broke up the fight, I figured I had to do something and do it right away. Hey, Frank.
Dolan been in here with my letter?
I don't know, Doug. Boy, I just came in here myself.
Doug, you don't know anyone on that island, do you?
Yeah, the port director. The guy who decides where to send this ship next. A Liberty port, for instance. Dolly tipped me off. He used to drink a quart of scotch every day of his life.
Doug, you didn't give that shoebox to that port director.
I did. Compliments to the captain.
You've been hoarding a quart of scotch in a shoebox?
I was going to break it out the day I get off this ship. Resurrection Day.
You wasted that bottle of scotch on a man?
Will you name me another sex within 1,000 miles?
What's eating you anyway, Frank?
Well, look at the fancy pillow. Somebody expecting company?
Lord. To Jean L'Amour, souvenir of San Diego. Oh, you kid.
Tonight or never. Compliments of the American Harvester Company. We plow deep while others sleep. Doc, that new hospital hasn't got nurses, has it?
It didn't have yesterday.
It has today.
And how did you find out they were there?
Just came to me all of a sudden. I was lying on my bunk here this morning, thinking, and there wasn't a breath of air. All of a sudden, a funny thing happened. A little breeze came up. And I took a big, deep breath, and I said to myself, Pulver, boy, there's women on that island.
Doc, you know a thing like that could make a bird dog real self-conscious.
They flew in last night. Mockouts and one big blonde especially. See, of course, she went for me right away, naturally. So I started to turn on the old personality, you know, and I said, isn't there anything in the world that'll make you come out to this ship with me? And she says, yes. She said, yes, there is one thing and one thing only. A good, stiff drink of scotch.
I'm sorry, Frank.
Oh, yeah, you're
sorry. I'm really sorry. Your first assignment in a year.
I was going to bring her right in here. Had all my old pillows out. Slip her a couple of fast slugs of scotch and... Without that scotch, she wouldn't... She just wouldn't, that's all.
Doc, let's make some scotch.
Scotch?
As naval officers, we're supposed to be resourceful. Frank here's got a great opportunity, and I've let him down. Let's fix him up.
Right. Frank, where's the rest of that alcohol we were drinking last night?
Well, now, that ain't the right color.
Quiet, boy. Color. Coke. You got any?
I haven't seen a Coke in 4 months. No, it's 5 months.
Oh.
I forgot I had it.
What shade would you like?
Shade?
Pale, smoky?
Oh, well, I told her red label.
Red label?
Red label.
Yeah, well, it may look like it. It sure won't taste like it.
Doc, what does scotch taste like?
Oh, tastes like,
You know what it's always tasted a little like to me? Iodine.
Of course.
One drop of iodine for taste.
Let me try that.
This calls for a medical opinion.
How about it?
We're on the right track. Now we need a little something extra for age. What have you got there, Doug?
Seltzer, bismolino fruit salts, hair tonic. Hair tonic. That's got a coal tar base. One drop of hair tonic for age. That'll age that daylights out of it. That's it.
You know, it does taste a little like scotch.
Do you know it does?
Smooth. That dumb little blonde will never know the difference.
All right, Frank. Doug and I made the scotch. The nurse is your department.
Oh, she won't know the difference. She won't know the difference. Thank you, Doc. She'll never know the difference. Oh, you won't know the difference, will you, baby? No, you won't. Oh, no, you won't. Thank you, Doc. Thanks, Doug. You guys are wonderful to me.
Ah, don't mention it, Frank. I think you almost deserve it.
You do, really? Or you just give me the old needle again. What do you really think of me, Doug? Honestly.
Well, Frank, I like you. There's no getting around the fact you're a real likable guy.
Yeah? But what?
Well, I also think you're the most hapless, lazy, disorganized, and in general, the most lecherous person I've ever known in my life.
I am not.
You're not what?
I'm not disorganized, for one thing.
Have you ever in your life finished one thing you started out to do? You sleep 16 hours a day. You pretend you want me to improve your mind. You've never finished one book I've given you to read.
I finished God's Little Acre, Doug.
I didn't give you that. He's been reading God's Little Acre for over a year now. He's underlined every erotic passage and added exclamation points. And after a certain pornographic climax, he's inserted the words, well written. You're the laundry and morale officer. I doubt if you've ever seen the laundry.
I was down there only last week.
And you're scared of the captain.
I am not scared of the captain.
Then why do you hide in the passageway every time you see him coming? You're scared of him.
I am not. I'm scared of myself. I'm scared of what I might do to him.
What you might do to him? Doc. He lies in his sack all day long, bores me silly with great moronic plots against the captain. He's never carried out one of them.
I haven't, huh?
No, Frank, you haven't. Whatever happened to those marbles you were going to put in the captain's overhead so they'd roll around all night and keep him awake?
Now you've gone too far. Now you've asked for it. What does that look like? Five marbles. Got another one in my pocket. Six marbles. I'm looking for marbles all day long.
Frank, you asked me what I thought of you. Well, I'll tell you. The day you finish one thing you started out to do, the day you actually put those marbles in the captain's overhead, and then have the guts to knock on his door and say, Captain, I put those marbles there, that's the day I'll have some respect for you. That's the day I'll look up to you as a man. Okay?
Okay.
Where's Dolan with my letter? I'm going to go find
him. No, wait a minute, Doug. Listen, I wouldn't send a letter like that in if I were you, boy. You're going to get yourself in trouble saying things like disharmony aboard this ship. You know, if you did say disharmony or harmony...
Where's that letter?
Well, I don't know, Doug. Oh,
what's the big idea?
I just wanted to talk to you before you signed it. Please don't sign that letter, Doug. Now, please don't. They'll transfer you. You'll get your can shot off, boy. Doc, will you tell him what you were telling me last night about how stupid he is?
Yes, Doc. Maybe you'd like to tell me to my face.
Yes, I would. You are stupid, Doug, and I can prove it. You quit medical school just to get into this thing when you could be saving lives today. Why?
Has it ever occurred to you that the guys who are fighting this war might also be saving lives? Yours and mine, for instance. Right now, I'd rather practice that kind of medicine, doctor.
Well, right now, that's exactly what you're doing.
Are you kidding?
Look, whether you like it or not, this sorry old bucket does a necessary job. And you're the guy who keeps a lumbering along. You know, it could be that right here in this bucket, you're deeper and more truly in this war than you'd ever...
Doc, in a minute, you'll start quoting Ralph Waldo Emerson.
That is a lousy thing to say.
You've got nothing to do with the war. Maybe that's why we're on this ship, because we're not good enough to fight. Because our glands don't secrete enough adrenaline, or our great-great-grandmothers were afraid of the dark or something.
What is it you want to be, Doug? A hero?
Hero? Doc, you haven't heard a word I've said. Look, Doc, the war's way out there, and I'm here. Well, I don't want to be here. I want to be out there. I'm sick and tired of being a lousy spectator. I just happen to believe in this thing, and I want to feel I'm good enough to be in it.
Good enough, Doug. You're good enough. Just that you haven't the opportunity. That's mostly what makes physical heroism. Opportunity. It's a reflex. I think that 75 out of 100 young males have that reflex. You take any one of them. Say even Frank Thurlow Pulver here. Put him into a B-29 over Japan. Do you know what you'd have?
No, I don't, doctor.
You'd have Pulver's a Congressional Medal of Honor winner. Pulver, who single-handed shot down 23 attacking Zeros. Pulver, who with his bare hands held together the severed wing struts of his plane, and with his bare feet successfully landed his mortally wounded plane on his home field. Reflex. It's like the knee jerk. Strike the patella tendon of any human being and you produce a knee jerk. Look.
What's the matter, Doc?
Nothing, but stay out of B-29s, Frank, my boy.
You made your point very vividly, Doc. But I still want to get in this thing. And I'm going to keep on sending in these letters until I do.
Yes, I know you are, Doug.
I haven't got much time. That task force I saw was on its way to start our last big push in the Pacific. I'm going to catch it.
LCM's coming alongside. Will Mr. Roberts report topside immediately? Mr. Roberts, topside.
Doc, what are you going to give Doug for his birthday?
Well, I hadn't thought of giving him anything.
I'm going to show him he's got old Pulver figured out all wrong. What does that look like to you, Doc?
Just what it is. Cardboard center, roll of toilet paper.
I suppose it doesn't look like a firecracker.
No, not a bit like a firecracker.
And I suppose that doesn't look like a fuse.
Looks like a piece of string.
Uh-huh. Well, you just wait till old Pulver gets through with it, boy. I am going to get me some black powder from that gunner's mate, and I'm going to... Oh, no, sir. No, sir. This is not going to be any peanut of a firecracker. I'm going to pack that thing solid with that stuff they use to blow up bridges. Fulminate of mercury. And, boy, on the night of Doug's birthday, I'm going to throw that under the old man's bunk and bam, boy. Bam! Ooh! Bam! Captain, it's me. It is I, Ensign Pulver. I just threw the firecracker under your stinking bunk.
Oh, Doug, the captain wants you to hang on to whatever fresh fruit you have left. Wants it for his own mess.
Okay, Tom.
And you better get braced for a storm, Mr. Roberts. Dolan took in your letter a while back.
Stand by the bow line, ready to cast off.
You fellas squared away?
Yeah, thanks, Lieutenant. Say, you wouldn't want to swap movies, would you?
Sure, what you got?
Hoot Gibson and the Sheriff's Daughter.
Shove off.
LCN number 2, come alongside.
Hey, Chief! Cochran just passed out.
Get him up here. Get him to me here.
Easy, boy, easy.
It's murder down there, Mr. Roberts. Can't we take our shirts off?
Sure, take them off. Kennedy, give Mannion a hand getting back to sick bay. Go on,
on, take your shirts off.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Robert.
Watch it!
Gotta get a fender over.
Watch it!
The captain wants to see you on the bridge, Mr. Roberts.
Tell him I'm busy. Slammer, give him a hand on that line.
Watch it!
This is what they want, Mr. Roberts.
Some sun-dry stores, one gross dungarees, 20 cartons toothpaste, 1/4-ton frozen food, fresh fruit is available. Scratch that.
They've been out 2 months.
No fresh fruit in 2 months?
No, sir.
Give him a couple of crates of oranges, compliments to the captain.
Sling ready, sir.
All right, take it away.
All right, mister. We'll have this out right here and now. What do you mean? Telling me you're too busy.
We were having trouble with the M boat, Captain. You didn't want me to leave the deck with a ship coming in on us.
When I tell you I want to see you, I mean now. Mister, I mean jump. Understand?
Yes, sir. I'll remember that next time.
You better remember. You think you're pretty cute with this letter, don't you? Trying to get me in bad with the Admiral.
No, I'm not, Captain.
What do you mean, writing disharmony aboard this ship?
Because it's true, Captain.
Any disharmony aboard this ship is my own doing.
That's true, too, Captain.
And it ain't going to be in any letter that leaves this ship. Any criticism of this ship stays on this ship. I got a good reputation with the Admiral, and I ain't going to lose it on account of any letter that's written by some smart aleck college officer. Ah, you retype this, see? And cut out that disharmony crack, and I'll send it in. But this is the last one. Understand?
Captain, every man in the Navy has the right to send in a request for transfer. No one can change the wording. That's the Navy regulations.
How about that, Dolan?
That's what it says in the book, sir.
Well, it's a stupid regulation. And we wouldn't stand for it in the Merchant Marine, I can tell you. All right. I'll send this one in just as it is. But disapproved, like I always do. But there's one thing I don't have to send, and that's a letter that hasn't been written. And, mister, I'm telling you here and now, you ain't going to write any more. You bring me one more, and you'll regret it the rest of your days. You've got a job right here. And, mister, you ain't never going to get off this ship. Now, get on with your work. Where are your shirts? Where are your shirts?
Captain, one of
them. Shut up! Answer me, where are your shirts? Get those shirts on and be quick about it.
I'm sorry, put your shirts on.
Just 1 minute, mister. Who's captain of this vessel? That is the rankest piece of insubordination I ever seen. You've been getting pretty smart lately, buttering up to Mr. Roberts here, but this time you have gone too far, and I'm making you a little promise. I am never going to forget this, and as a starter, you're on report. Every one of you appeared on deck without a shirt, on report.
Captain, you're not putting these men on report.
What do you mean I'm not?
I'm responsible. I gave them permission.
You disobeyed my standing order?
Thanks a million for the fresh fruit, Lieutenant.
You gave that man oranges?
Yes, sir, I'm afraid I did.
10 days! You just got yourself 10 days in your quarters. 10 days!
Very well, Captain. Do you leave me here?
You heard me. You get to your cabin before I make it 20 days.
Another M-boat coming alongside, Mr. Roberts. You want to port or starboard?
I've been relieved, Chief.
Where do you think you're going?
My room, Captain, for 10 days, or was it 20?
I'll tell you when you get to your cabin. Get back to your job.
Captain, you told me I...
Never mind what I told you. I'm telling you.
Oops.
trouble.
Who's that? Who's that officer? You boy! Yes, you. Come here. Are you one of my officers?
Yes, sir.
What's your name again?
Ensign Pulver, sir.
Well, I'm glad to see that someone aboard this vessel knows how to salute. Pulver. How is it I don't see you around much, Pulver?
Often wondered the same thing myself, sir.
What's your job, Pulver?
Officer in charge of laundry and morale, sir.
How long have you been aboard, Pulver?
Fourteen months, sir.
Oh, spend most of your time in the laundry, huh?
Well, yes, sir. Most of the time... Yes, sir.
Well, you do a very good job, Pulver.
Thank you, sir.
Except for one thing.
Sir?
I don't like starch in my pajamas. You'll watch out for that, won't you, Pulver?
Yes, sir.
Fine. Well, you're doing very good work, Pulver. Yeah. You must come to my cabin sometime and have dinner.
Cut it out, Doug. Now, knock it off. Oh, cut it out. He's got a nerve.
Like all those
oh, wait till next week, Doug. You just wait. Wait till next week he gets his laundry. You wait and see. Doug, I'm going to get some starch. You know, some of that real thick starch, like you use on nurse's uniform.
If I could be with you, I love you strong. If I could be with you, I love you long. I want you to know I wouldn't go.
And when old Robert said that, I thought the captain was going to lose his mind.
Hey, listen, stop, old Robert. He's a...
Nice going, Mr. Roberts.
It was really beautiful the way you read the old man off.
You're going to send in another letter next week, Mr. Roberts?
He sure is. And it's my turn to shove it right under the old man's nose. Huh, Mr. Roberts?
Yeah, but you got a promotion coming up, haven't you?
Yeah, but could he stop that or something?
Promotion? This is Mr. Roberts. You think he gives a good hoot about another lousy stretch?
Yeah, that's it.
We got to write a real hot one next week, huh, Mr. Roberts? We use asbestos paper. He'll fix the old man's clock. You wait.
Yeah.
All men who have not been put on report for 3 weeks can now go swimming for 10 minutes. That is all.
There we go.
How do I look, huh? Oh, you don't mind me borrowing your binoculars, do you, Doug?
It's okay, Frank. Will they get in your way?
Now hear this. Station one coming alongside.
She's here. Now, you guys stay away from that cabin, you hear?
Let's put it to the
your permission to come aboard, sir?
Huh?
Where's the skipper?
Permission, well...
Oh, never mind, I'll find him.
Request permission to come aboard, sir.
Yeah, well, permission granted. Hop aboard.
Hi. Request permission to come aboard, sir.
Permission.
Request permission to come aboard, sir. aboard, sir. Request permission to come aboard, sir. Request permission to come aboard, sir. Now, that's all. Lavina had to wash her hair, but she just loved to come another time.
Well, how would you girls like to sort of look around the ship while the lieutenant and I discuss a little business?
Hey, quite the nicest!
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't think of leaving them unprotected, you know. Right this way. Just pardon me. I'm right up here. There you are.
Hi, Jim.
There we are, right here. Now, this is Doc, girls. Mr. Roberts.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, and he's my...
Ensign Culver here is executive officer. What's your job?
Laundry and morale officer. Glad to have you aboard.
Oh, are you laundry and morale? So am I.
Hey, well, then listen, Doug. Why don't you just take the girls off somewhere and tell them all about it, huh?
Gee, I wish I could, Frank, but I got to clean up. I did a lot of laundry today.
Sure.
Maybe Doc will show them surgery.
Oh, Doc. Oh, yeah. What about girls? This is our surgeon, Doc.
Oh, really, Doc?
Yeah. And you just go right off with Doc. Well, don't let the gray hair and the baggy eyes bother you. He's a very likable. He's a great sense of humor, Doc.
Yeah. I'd be delighted to take these young ladies to the medical profession on my surgery. But unfortunately, we haven't had a chance to clean up since our last enemy action.
Come on. Let's see the ship.
Hi. Flemish, shut the lines aft there, will you, Dottie?
What?
Yeah, new man.
More salt, Cookie. Put some more salt there.
Now, girls, up here is where we have the anchor. Well, follow me right up here, girls.
Glycerin.
Hello, men, as you were. Now, girls, this is the, and that's a gun.
Oh, man. Is this the Pope Dad? Hey, you
well,
boys must be the lookouts. Could have bought
it. Oh, sorry, sir. Top secret.
Yeah, top secret.
Captain's order is, you know, bifocal.
Damn.
Oh, well, I can make an exception in your case.
Thank you.
Steph, look at the fish jumping over there, huh?
Yeah, it's a whale.
Yeah. A real interesting cloud formation. Well, yeah, you can see your hospital right from over the rail here.
Why, thank you.
And Culver.
Huh? Hey, I can. Why, you can almost reach out and...
Glasses. Well, you certainly can see Covina.
Lieutenant, we got to get back and hang those window curtains right away.
Ten hut! Fight, hey! Hard, hut! Hut, two, three, four, hut, two, three, four, hut, two, three, four.
So long, harmless.
I was just getting the hang of this thing, too.
Yeah, now we've got nothing to look forward to. Just that same cruddy island.
Look, you gotta rub it in. Why don't you shut up?
You gonna make me?
Shut up a second. How did you find out?
Oh, we seen them taking a bath.
Through this glass, Mr. Roberts. We could see all of them.
You heard what she said. They're gonna hang some curtains.
Yeah.
Gee, them nurses was pretty to look at.
Well, they got a 10-minute boat ride. You still got 10 minutes.
Yeah, but wouldn't be any fun when you know you're going to be rushed. This is the first real good day this bucket's ever had. It's all over now.
Well, maybe you got time then to listen to a little piece of news. Hmm? When, in all respects, ready for sea, honor about 1,600 a day, the AK-601 will proceed at 10 knots via points X-ray, Yoke, and Zebra to Elysium Island, arriving there in 7 days and reporting to the port director for cargo assignment. During its stay in Elysium, the ship will make maximum use of the recreational facilities of this port.
But that means liberty.
That don't mean liberty, Mr. Roberts.
That's exactly what it means.
Somebody must have been drunk to send us to a liberty port.
Have your man seen them orders?
Saw them before I did.
But Elism, where's that?
Yeah, where's that, Mr. Roberts?
Let me see them. It's the largest of the Limbo Islands. It's often referred to as the Polynesian Paradise. Vanilla, sugar, cocoa, coffee, copra, mother pearl, phosphates, and rum are the chief exports.
Rum? Get here now!
Elysium City, its capital, is a beautiful metropolis of palm-lined boulevards, handsome public buildings, and colorful stucco homes. Since 1900, its population has remained remarkably constant at approximately 30,000.
Wait till we get there.
Go on, Mr. Roberts, go on.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff about aids to navigation. And Elysium Harbor, offering excellent anchorage and docking facilities, is surrounded on three sides by beautiful green cloud-covered hills. The natives are noted for their congeniality and hospitality.
Titus, it's been so long, I sort of forgot.
All right. What are you going to do when you get ashore, Booksy?
Kid'll probably go to the first saloon. Ice cream saloon, eh, Booksy?
Haven't thought much about it. I got my camera mod set me. Guess I'll just wander around.
Here.
Hey, Lindstrom. Got good news for you. You can take off them Liberty whites.
I got the duty tonight.
That's right. You and Mr. Roberts got the duty tonight.
Now hear this.
Here we go. Here we go.
This is the captain speaking. I just found out that there's men on this vessel expecting Liberty. Now, I don't know how this rumor got around, but I'd like to clear it up right now. On account of cargo requirements and security conditions, which have just come to my personal attention, there will be no Liberty while we're in this here port. That is all. Come in, Mr. Roberts. 28 seconds. Pretty good time. You see, I've been expecting you.
Okay, how about it? When does this crew get Liberty?
In the first place, just kind of hold your tongue. I'm still captain here. When are you going to let this crew go ashore? I'm not. It was not my idea coming to this Liberty port. It seems one of my officers arranged it with a certain port director. Gave him a bottle of Scotch whiskey, compliments of the captain. The port director was kind enough to send me a little thank you note, along with our order. Sit down, Mr. Roberts. Now, I admit I was a little provoked about not being consulted. Then I got to thinking, maybe we ought to come to this port so you and me could have a little talk.
All right, take it out of me, but not of them, man. But you hear that music? Don't you know it's tearing those guys apart? They're breakable, Captain, I promise you.
Now, you listen to me. I've got two things I want to show you. That is the cap of a full commander. I'm going to wear that cap someday, and you're going to help me. Now, it won't do any harm to tell you that you helped me win that palm tree by working cargo. Now, don't let this go to your head. But when Admiral Finchley awarded me that palm tree, he said, you've got a good cargo officer, Morton. Keep him at it. You're going places. And I went right out and bought that hat. And nobody going to stand between me and that hat. Certainly not you. Now, last week, it was agreed that there were to be no more of these disharmony letters.
I didn't say that.
Now, what do I find on my desk this morning? Another one. It says here, friction between me and the commanding officer. That ain't going in, mister.
How are you going to stop it, Captain?
I ain't. You are. Just how much do you want this crew to have a liberty? Enough to stop this friction? Enough to stop writing letters ever? Because that's the only way this crew is going to get ashore. This day or any other day. Now we've had our little chat. What do you say?
How did you get in the Navy? How did you get on our side? Ah, you ignorant, arrogant, ambitious, keeping 62 men in prison. Because you got a palm tree for the work they did. I don't know which I hate worse, you or that other malignant growth that stands up
for you. Don't.
How did you ever get command of a ship? I realize in wartime they have to scrape the bottom of the barrel. Where'd they ever scrape you up?
There's just one thing left for you, mister. A general court-martial.
That suits me fine. Court-martial me.
You've got it.
I'm asking for it. If I can't get transferred, I'll get court-martialed off. I'm fed up. But you'll need a witness. Call your messenger. I'll say it all over again in front of him. Go on, call him. You want me to call him?
You're a smart boy, Roberts. But I know how to take care of smart boys. I hate your guts, you smart college guys. I've been seeing your kind around since I was 10 years old, working as a busboy. Oh, busboy, it seems my friend is thrown up on the table. Clean up that best boy, will ya? And then when I went to sea as a steward, people poking at you with umbrellas. Oh, boy, you boy. Careful with that luggage, boy. And I took it. I took it for years. But I don't have to take it anymore. There's a war on, and I'm captain of this vessel. And now you can take it for a change. The worst thing I can do to you is to keep you right here, mister. And here is where you're going to stay. Get out!
What do you want for liberty, Captain?
You are through writing letters, ever.
Okay.
That's not all. You're through talking back to me in front of the crew. When I give an order, You jump.
Is that all, Captain?
No. Anyone know you're in here?
No one.
Good. And you're not to go blabbing this around to anyone, ever. Might not sound so good. Besides, I don't want you to take credit for getting this...
You think I'm doing this for credit? You think I'd let anyone know about this?
I've got to make sure.
Well, you got my word, that's all.
Your word, yeah. You college boys make such a great show of keeping your word. All right.
Now, hear this. This is the captain speaking. I've had further word on the subject of liberty. It gives me great pleasure to announce liberty for the starboard section commencing.
The whole crew or there's no deal. I mean it.
Correct. Liberty for the entire crew will commence immediately.
I repeat,
you don't have to tell them again.
Liberty.
They heard you. Look at those crazy lugs. Listen to them.
A real beauty for you this time.
Can they walk?
Walk? Some of them can't even crawl.
Off we go into the wild blue yonder, climbing high into the sun. Here they come, zooming to meet our thunder. Adam, boys, give her a gun. Down we dive, spotting a flame from under. Off with one, forever all. We live in fame of the diamond flame. And us will stop the army echo.
Well, they're peaceful anyhow.
All right, lads. Come on, lend a hand.
Right.
Colonel Middleton presents his compliments to the captain, sir, and wishes him to know that these men made a shambles of the colonel's testimonial dinner dance.
You men crashed a dance for army personnel?
Yes, sir, and they made us feel unwelcome.
Oh, the army started a fight, huh?
Oh, no, sir. We started it.
And we finished it. Hey, tell Mr. Roberts how many of you army bums is in the hospital.
38 soldiers of the United States Army have been hospitalized. And the colonel himself has a very bad bruise on his left shin. It's not all, Lieutenant. There were young ladies present, 50 of them, from the finest families of Elysium. Well, sir?
Well?
Two of those young women were somewhat mauled. One of them actually got a black eye. Six others had their clothes torn from them. They ran screaming into the night. They haven't been heard from since. What are you going to do about it, Lieutenant?
Well, I'm due to be relieved here in 15 minutes. I'd be glad to lead a search party.
No, sir. The Army will take charge of that end. Colonel Middleton will want to know what punishment you're going to give these men.
You tell him I'm sure our captain will think of something.
But, sir...
Call, Sergeant.
Thank you, sir.
Good night.
Yeah. So long, you guys.
See you around, ladies.
So long, mate.
So long, Mac.
Thanks, huh?
Well, what have you got to say for yourselves? Okay if we go ashore again? What do you say, Doc?
Get up, Doc.
Anybody got a fractured skull?
No.
Nothing, Doc.
No. They passed the physical.
Go and take a shower and get into some clothes.
Hey, we just got time to get back to the day.
Hi, Mr. Roberts. Drunk as a ghost. Sure how drunk I am. Mr. Roberts, when I first saw her, she was eating. And you know, she just eat her way into my heart. She was eating a little old palm tree. There you are, kid. Chow!
Wait a minute, Hope. What's her name?
I don't know, sir.
She's got a nameplate.
Her name is... Property of...
What's her last name?
Her last name... Rare Animal Wentworth.
Okay, Dolan, hit the sack. I'll take care of her.
Okay, Mr. Roberts, see that she gets a good square meal.
Oh, come on, baby.
Hey, Kennedy, where you been?
Okay, you're relieved.
We've got permission to go ashore, sir.
Lieutenant, did one of you men turn up with her? Oh, there she is. Thanks. Come on. You papa's up without a word about you.
Say, Mr. Roberts, where's your relief?
He'll be along any minute now. Any minute now. What are you looking so cocky about?
Am I looking cocky?
Maybe it's because for the first time since I've been on this ship, I'm seeing a crew.
What do you think you've been living with all this time?
There's 62 separate guys. There's a big difference, Doc. Now, in one night, these guys are bound together. Doc, I think now maybe they're strong enough to stand all the miserable, endless days ahead of us. I only hope I'm strong enough.
Doug, tomorrow you and I are going over there and take advantage of the groundwork that's been laid tonight. You and I are going to give ourselves a liberty.
Hey, get a little pole. Hello, Frank. How was your liberty?
I'm telling you true. I'd be anything but blue if I could be with you.
Hello. All right, you men know your post.
Off to the deck. I hope you don't mind, but I've stationed my men along your starboard side. I'm sorry, but this ship is restricted for the rest of its stay in Elysium. Your captain is to report to the island commander at 7 o'clock this morning. I recommend that he's there on time. Admiral's a pretty tough cookie when he's mad. Mad or none, I ever seen him.
What in particular did this?
Well, a little while ago, six men from your ship broke into the home of the French colonial governor. Started throwing things through a plate glass living room window. We found some of the things on the lawn. Large world globe, small love seat, a lot of books, a bust of Balzac. The French writer. We also found an army private, first class, who was unconscious at the time. He claims they threw him, too.
Through the window?
That's right. It seems he took him there for a little joke. He didn't tell him it was the governor's house. He told him it was a... Well, what we call in Alabama...
Yeah, we call it the same thing in Nebraska.
Well, that's about all, Lieutenant. If it makes you feel any better, Admiral Wentworth says this is the worst ship he's ever seen in his entire naval career. Good night, Lieutenant.
Night.
What are you trying to do? Get up here.
I forgot my motorcycle!
Come on, you swimmer!
Kicked out! Kicked out! The first time I ever been kicked out of a port! You're going to pay for this, mister! Now get that gangway up and we're going to get out of here!
Chief, bringing the gangway single up all lines. We've been kicked out of port.
Books ran aboard, sir. They didn't come back last night.
Books, sir?
No, sir.
Get that gangway up, mister! And I mean now, Jack!
Yes, sir. I'm surprised at you, Bookster.
Yes, sir. So am I.
Where'd you meet her, anyway?
At a church social.
All night?
We went for a walk down the beach, sir. We sat there and counted the stars. Honest, sir. That's all.
You better get below.
Yes, sir.
Prisoner accounted for, sir.
Right here, mister. Well, I guess you're mighty proud of yourselves, getting me kicked out of port that way. Well, we are going to erase this bluff from my record if we have to work 24 hours a day. Right, Mr. Roberts?
Yes, sir.
We are going to move more cargo than we ever moved before. Right, Mr. Roberts?
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Roberts is going to see to it that you men toe the line at all times. That's right, too. Isn't it, mister?
That's right, sir.
And you know as well as I do that Mr. Roberts is a man who keeps his word. And Roberts, you do a good job, and one of these days there may be a promotion in it for you. An extra little bar on that collar. That would be all right, wouldn't it, mister? Wouldn't that be all right, Roberts?
Yes, sir, if you say so.
You just heard me say so. Take over. See, they work up a sweat. I just gave an order. And they ain't had no answer. I'm waiting.
Aye, aye, sir.
That's better. That's more like it.
Deck division, break out the chippers and scrapers and get after that rust. Engineering division, air bedding, fall out.
What's he taking all that guff for?
Yes, sir. No, sir.
Hey, killer. Do you really think he's bucking for promotion?
Who, Mr. Roberts?
He's just tired, that's all. Promotion.
Yeah, that's right. He's just tired.
Oh, Mr. Roberts,
I got something here. A little love letter from the Bureau came in just this morning. Hey, get a load of this. To all ships and stations, heightened war offensive has created urgent need aboard combat ships for experienced officers. All commanding officers are hereby directed to forward with their endorsement all applications for transfer from officers with 24 months sea duty. You got 29 months. Does that put old stupid behind eight ball or don't it? Here's your letter, Mr. Roberts, all typed up and ready to go. Just the old John Hancock.
Hey, go ahead, Mr. Roberts. I want to hear him explode.
Yeah, he'll go right through the overhead.
Go ahead, Mr. Roberts.
I want to look it over first, Dolan.
What's to look over? It's just a standard form.
Dolan, I'm not going to stand here and argue with you. I told you I want to look it over. I'll get back to your typewriter before I put you on report. All right, don't just stand here.
Hey, Mr. Roberts.
It has not been confirmed by other correspondents or by SHAPE headquarters. But
here is one highly intriguing fact. That report has not been denied.
Either turn that thing off, will you, Doc?
Or in SHAPE headquarters in Europe.
Doug ever said anything to you about wanting a promotion?
Yeah, of course not. I doubt if he's even conscious of what rank he is.
He never thinks about a promotion. All he ever thinks about is the war news. Anybody says he's bucking for another stripe is a dirty liar.
Who says he is?
And Signer and Mannion and some of those other guys. I heard them talking. Outside the porthole. You know, talking loud on purpose so I'd hear them. Must have guessed I was lying here in my sack. What's happened to Doug anyway, Doc?
How would I know? He's spoken about 10 words to me in as many days. I'll find out, though.
He won't talk, Doc. I followed him all around the room this morning while he was shaving. I begged him to talk to me. I said, you're a fellow who needs a friend, boy, and then here I am. And what's all this trouble between you and the crew? You know, you tell me, I'll fix it up like that. Then I gave him a lot of good advice, you know, things like keep your chin up and, you know, things like that. Well, you know what he did? He walked right out of this room just as though I wasn't here. And I was here.
Mr. Roberts is turning out to be like an officer, ain't he?
Boy, we thought you were up in the radio shack listening to the war news.
Just want to go out to the wardroom, get a cup of coffee?
Yeah, sure. I'll go with you.
No, I don't want to. You go ahead.
Well, I...
Will you get out anyway? I want to talk to Doc.
All right. I'm going for a cup of coffee. No, I'm not. I'm going up the radio shack and listen to the war news. You're not the only one interested. See you later, Doc. Doc...
Transfer me, will you?
Transfer me to the hospital on this next island. You can do it. You don't need the captain's approval. Just put me ashore for examination. Say there's something wrong with my eyes or my feet or my head. You can trump up something.
What good would that do?
Plenty. I could lie around that hospital for a couple of weeks. The ship would have sailed and I'd have missed it. I'd be off this ship. Will you do it, Doc?
Doug, what's really the matter?
I just put Dolan on report.
On report? Why?
Because I gave him an order and he didn't carry it out fast enough to suit me.
No, that's not true. It's the war. I heard the news. War was ending and I couldn't get to it. There's Dolan giving me guff about something. All of a sudden, I hated him. I hated all of them. If they think I'm bucking for a promotion, if they think I'd walk 10 feet across the room to get anything from that captain, I'm through with the whole ungrateful mob.
Does this crew owe you something?
What do you mean by that?
You talk as if they did.
That's exactly how I'm talking. Doc, that shows you how far gone I am. I've been blaming them for something that...
What? Something what?
Doug?
You've made some sort of an agreement with the captain, haven't you?
Agreement? I don't know what you mean.
Doc, turn on the radio. Turn it on!
This broadcast will bring you a special news flash. The war is over in Europe. The war is over in Europe. Germany has surrendered unconditionally to the Allied armies. The surrender was signed in a schoolhouse in the city of Reims.
I would remind you that there's still a minor skirmish here in the Pacific.
I'll miss that, too. But this is the greatest day in the world. We got to celebrate. How about it, Frank?
Yeah, Doug, we got to celebrate.
What'll it be, alcohol and orange juice or orange juice and alcohol?
No, Doc, that's not good enough.
No, that's not good enough, Doc.
We got to think of something to lift this ship right up out of the water and turn it around the other way.
But Doc, you're going to blow your lids when you hear this idea. Oh, what a sweet idea. You said I never finished anything I started. Oh, boy, you're wrong. Tonight I started something. I'm going to finish it.
Frank, wait a minute. What is it?
A firecracker. We're going to heave a firecracker under that old man's bunk and bam, bam, bam! Wake up, you unpatriotic old slob. It's VE Day.
Frank.
Did you ever see such a hand-painted, hand-packed firecracker in your life?
Oh, Frank, that's the most beautiful firecracker I ever saw in my life. But will it work?
Sure it'll work. Well, I think it will.
Haven't you tested it, Frank? It's gotta work. It's just gotta work.
I'll take it down to the laundry. That's my laboratory. I got all the makings down there. If this one works, I can make another one in 2 minutes.
Okay, Frank, take off. We'll wait here for you. Be sure you got enough to make it loud.
Yeah.
What do you use for powder?
Powder? This ain't no pop gun. It's a firecracker. I use fulminate of mercury. I'll be back in a minute.
Fulminate of mercury? That stuff's murder. Do you suppose he means it?
Yeah, of course not. Where would he get fulminate of mercury?
I don't know. He's pretty resourceful.
Well, how about a little drink?
Right. Doc, I've been living with the genius. This makes everything worthwhile. A whole year and a half he spent in his bunk. How else could you celebrate VE Day? A firecracker into the old man's bunk.
To better days.
Right. And to a great American, Frank Thurlow Pulver. Soldier, statesman, scientist,
friend of the working girl.
What was that?
I don't know what it was, Captain, but I'll try and find out. Hey there, up in the bridge. Is there anything wrong up there?
This may be pretty bad, Doug.
Jesus, that's terrific!
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm great! Gee, you should have been there!
You're not burned or anything?
No, but that laundry's kind of beat up. You know those laundry machines? They're clear over the other side of the room now. And there's a new porthole in the starboard side. The electric eye went right through. I guess a steam line must have busted or something. I was up my hair and lather and all soap suds flying all around. It was absolutely beautiful.
Well, what was it? Has anybody found out?
It was the laundry, Captain. A steam line must have busted.
Any damage?
We can't get in there. The passageway is solid soap suds.
Well, tell those men to be more careful.
Aye, aye, sir.
Our celebration is just getting started.
Yes,
the night is young and our duty's clear.
What are we going to do now, Doug?
We're going down and get the rest of your stuff. You proved that at work you just hit the wrong target, that's all. We're going to make another firecracker and put it where it really belongs.
All of my stuff was down in the laundry. It all went up. I'm sorry, Doug. I'm awful sorry.
That's okay, Frank.
You're not sore at me now, are you?
What for?
Spoiling the celebration?
Of course not.
It was a good idea, wasn't it, Frank?
It was a great idea. I'm proud of you. It just didn't work, that's all.
Where are you going, Doug?
Out on deck.
Well, wait. I'll get cleaned up. I'll come with you, Doug.
I'm going to turn in after that. It's okay, Frank.
He was happy there for a minute. You hear him laughing? Find out what's the matter with him?
No, he wouldn't tell me. But I know one thing he's feeling tonight. That's panic. Tonight he feels his war is dying before he can get to it.
Let him down. He wanted to celebrate, and I let him down.
We hope that the king and queen will come out. The crowd are cheering. Listen to them. And at any second now, we hope to see their majesties. The color here is tremendous. Everywhere, rosettes everywhere, gay red, white, and blue hats.
Hey, what's all that jabbing on the radio?
I don't know. Something about the king and queen.
Historic May evening. And although we celebrate with joyousness of heart, a great...
Steam line busted in the laundry. They're cleaning it up now. It ain't even worth going to see.
Come on, Dolan. Dolan, we'll get you down.
Yeah, come on, Dolan.
Cheering madly. Hey,
what was the croquette things we had for Charon?
Nice man.
It comes into view. Then the king in the uniform of an admiral of the fleet, the two princesses standing on the...
Good evening. You fellas hear the news? The war's over in Europe. Yes, sir, we heard.
Sure. Maybe somebody will get on the ball out here now.
Taking over San Francisco here in the Bay Area.
Dolan, I guess I kind of blew my top. I'm sorry, I'm taking you off the port.
Whatever you want, sir.
Well, guess I'll let the old sack.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Didn't realize how late it was.
Yeah.
Loaded with the sailors. They just run right out in front, stop these cars right here where they happen to be. Piled on, and we've seen as many as 25 on one sedan. We've seen as many as 10 to 12 on little coupes and roadsters. The old tires are just flat against the asphalt paving down here of these streets in downtown San Francisco.
I talked to you about 35 minutes ago. The picture has changed a little bit here on Times Square.
Our boys have won this victory today. But the rest is up to you. You and you alone must recognize our enemies. The forces of ambition, cruelty, arrogance, and stupidity. You must recognize them. You must destroy them. You must tear them out as you would a malignant growth and cast them from the surface of the earth.
We'll be right back.
smoke to the dead!
Ship.
All right, now wait a minute. Laundry detail reporting for a gun. Laundry detail reporting for what happened. I'm coming. Where's the gun?
Hey, Insignia.
Yeah.
Are you supposed to be up there?
Yeah. We was up here last year.
Hey, Dowdy, where's my battle station?
I don't know where your battle station is. Look around.
Look around. Ask a man politely where his battle station is, and he says, look around.
Engine room manned and ready. All battle stations manned and ready.
All except mine.
All battle stations manned and ready, Captain.
Are going to stand sweating at those battle stations until someone confesses. It's an insult to the honor of this ship. The symbol of our cargo record has been destroyed, and I'm going to find out who did it if it takes all night.
Symbol of our cargo record? What's that?
I don't know. Devanowski, find some battle station.
The palm tree is gone.
Here. Read me that muster list.
Abernathy.
No, not Abernathy.
Baker.
No.
Bartholomew.
Baker.
Gone.
O'Neill.
No, not O'Neill.
Halva.
Halva. Halva wouldn't have the guts. Go on.
Roberts.
Roberts. That's the one. Get him up here right now. Get him up here.
Mr. Roberts will report to the captain's cabin on the double. Mr. Roberts will report to the captain's cabin on the double.
Give me that. Roberts. Roberts, you get up here in one quick hurry. Roberts, get up in one. I'm giving you an order. Do you hear me, Roberts? This is it. You get a move on and get up here, for this is finally the showdown. We are going to have it out right here and now. You hear, Roberts? Get up here now.
You want to see me, Captain?
You did it. Don't stand there and lie to me. Confess it.
Confess what, Captain? I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about because you did it. You double-crossed me. You've gone back on your word.
No, I haven't, Captain.
Oh, yes, you have. Yes, you have. I kept my part of the bargain. I gave this crew liberty. But you've gone back on your word. You promised me on your word of honor.
Well, I kept my word, Captain. I haven't written any more letters.
I'm not talking about your stinking rotten letters. I'm talking about what you did tonight.
Tonight? I don't understand you, Captain. What do you think I did tonight?
You know what you did. You stabbed me in the back.
Oh,
Doctor, please report to the captain's cabin on the double. Will the doctor please report to the captain's cabin on the double?
Hey, Lindstrom, where's the old man? He's sitting in a chair and he's a way forward. What's the doc doing? Doc's holding the wastebasket. What wastebasket? The one the old man's got his hat in. Whoops, there he goes again. They got him to the couch.
That's it. Now, we mustn't let ourselves get angry, Captain. We know that, don't we?
Look out, here they come.
We're not in the stretcher now. Sorry.
Chief.
Yes, sir.
Pass the word to the man to secure from General Quarters.
Aye, aye, sir. See you later.
Now hear this. Now hear this. Secure from General Quarters.
Good night, Mr. Roberts.
Good night, Reba.
Good night, Mr. Roberts.
Good night, Wiley.
Good night, Mr. Roberts.
Good night, Lindstrom.
Good night, Mr. Roberts.
Good night, Mr. Roberts.
Good night, Mr. Roberts.
Good night, Kennedy.
Good night, Mr. Roberts. Good night, Mr. Roberts.
Good night, Dolan.
I'll take these down to the gangway. The boat from the island should be out here any minute for you. I'll let you know.
Thanks, Gerhardt.
Never thought you'd be taking this trip, did you?
I'll be off this bucket before I even wake up.
They're flying you all the way to the Livingston?
I don't know. Dispatch said transfer. Travel by air if possible. I guess it's all the way, though. They're landing planes at Okinawa now. That's where my can's probably running around.
Okinawa?
You be mighty careful, Doug boy.
Okay, Frank. Doc, I even got a destroyer. The Livingston.
Well, I know a guy in the Livingston. He don't think it's so hot.
Here you are, Mr. Roberts. I typed up 3 copies of the radio dispatch. I have to keep 1 copy, and here's 2 for you. You are now officially detached from this here bucket. Let me be the first.
Thanks, Dolan. Dolan, how about these orders? I haven't sent in a letter for a month.
Listen, Mr. Roberts, I can tell you exactly how that happened. You see, those guys in Washington need men awful bad for combat duty. So they started looking through some of the old letters and come across one of yours.
I know, but you wouldn't...
Listen, Mr. Roberts, we can't stand here beating our gums. And the old man says, if he ain't out of here in 1 hour, I'll throw him off.
Is that all he said?
That's all he said.
After fighting this thing for 2 years, you'd think he'd say more than that.
Guard, I don't want no man closer than 10 feet. Understand?
What's that?
A new botanical garden. Ain't you heard?
No.
When we anchored this morning, he sent Olson out with a special detail. Dug up a new palm tree. He's already set a 24-hour watch on that new baby with orders to shoot to kill. Oh, that reminds me, Ensign Paul, but the captain wants to see you right away.
What about?
I don't know, sir. I'll come back to say goodbye later, Mr. Roberts.
Come on, Ensign Paul.
Yeah, I'll let those guys down in the laundry starch his pajamas in there.
Well, you're pretty happy, aren't you?
Yep. You're happy about it, too, aren't you, Doc?
Oh, I think it's the only thing for you.
What do you think of the crew now, Doug?
We're all right. I think they're nice guys, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think they feel about you?
Oh, they like me well enough till the next guy comes along.
You don't think you're necessary to them, huh?
Doc, no officer's necessary to a crew.
Are you going to leave this ship believing that?
That's nothing against them, Doc. They're too busy looking out for themselves to worry about anybody else.
Well, take a good, deep breath, Buster. What do you think got you your orders? Prayer and fasting? Sending in enough box tops?
Well, Nolan said one of my old letters turned up.
Bunk. This crew got you transferred. They were so busy thinking about themselves that they took a chance of landing in prison for 5 years, every one of them. You couldn't send in a letter of a transfer, so they sent one in for you. They knew the captain wouldn't sign it approved, so they didn't bother him. They signed it for him.
Doc, what do you mean? They forged the captain's name?
That's it, exactly. It's quite a thing to see, Doug. The captain's name signing contest. Every man in the crew trying his best to copy that rabbit little scrawl, the captain's. Then the judges decided the winner. At the time, there was some criticism of their decision on the grounds that the judges were drunk. But apparently, from the results, they chose pretty well.
How'd you find out about it, Doc?
Well, it's a great honor. I'm the only officer aboard who knows. I was a contestant. I was also a judge. This double honor was accorded me because of my character, charm, good looks, and because the medical department contributed 4 gallons of grain alcohol to the contest.
One. Who signed it?
Well, I'm not at liberty to say. Basically, they all did. And with just one idea in mind. To do something for Mr. Roberts.
I wish you hadn't told me, Doc. Makes me look pretty silly after what I just said. But I didn't mean it, Doc. I was afraid to say what I really feel. I love those guys. I think they're the greatest guys on this earth. And all of a sudden, I feel there's something terribly wrong about leaving them. Doc, what can I say to them?
Nothing. You don't know about it. After you're safely aboard your new ship, I'm supposed to write, tell you about it. And at the bottom of the letter, I'm supposed to say, thanks for the liberty, Mr. Roberts. Thanks for everything.
Cargo officer. And that ain't all. I gotta have dinner with him tonight. He likes me.
Come in. What's that?
Fire and rescue party. Heard you had a fire in here.
No, but as long as you're here...
Oh, we got a false alarm then. In that case, we might as well drink this stuff.
What's in that? You batch of jungle juice?
Yeah, in the handy new portable container. Everybody loaded? All right, you guys, you can come in now.
What is it?
Open it.
What is it, Doug?
It's a palm tree, see?
It was Dowdy's idea, sir.
Manion made it. He cut out a sheet press down the machine shop.
Manion drew the words on it, too. Stefanowski thought up the words. Booksy gets credit for the ribbon from a box of candy he got from his mother. Read the words, Mr. Roberts.
quarter of... Order to the palm. To Lieutenant J.G. Douglas Roberts for action against the enemy above and beyond the call of duty.
It's very nice, but I think you got the wrong guy.
We know, sir. But we'd like you to have it anyway.
Okay, I'll keep it.
Stefanowski thought up the words.
Fine words.
The boat's here, Mr. Roberts. I put your gear in. They want to shove off right away.
Haven't had a drink yet.
No, sir.
Oh, we won't get any jungle juice aboard that destroyer, Mr. Roberts.
That's right, Dolly. Bye, Doc.
Bye, Doc.
And thanks, Doc.
Okay.
Bye, Frank. Remember, I'm counting on you.
Mannion?
Newspapers.
8 weeks old.
Pulver.
Ensign Pulver. We just heard. No movies again tonight.
Why not?
I said we was making too much noise. We wasn't making too much noise, Ensign Pulver.
Talk to him, will you, Ensign Pulver?
What, me?
Talk to the cap, yeah.
Booker?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Lindstrom?
Yes, sir.
Dolan?
Here, sir.
Stefanowski?
Yes, here, sir.
Yep. My mother. All she ever says is stay away from Japan. What's your news, Doc?
My wife got some new wallpaper for the living room.
Pretty. Alabama.
Oh, well, and I shall read that one later.
Hey, Doc, this is from Doug.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What does he say? Hey, you guys, want to hear a letter from Mr. Roberts?
Yeah, perfectly.
Dear Frank, this will be short and sweet, as we're shoving off in about 2 minutes. This was dated 3 weeks ago.
Does he say where he is?
Yeah, he says, my guess about the location of this ship is exactly right. Well, that means he's around Okinawa, all right. One else? You met Fornell. You know, that friend of mine, a guy named Fornell I went to college with? Well, that's what he says. Fornell says that you and he used to load up your car with liquor in Omaha and then sell it at an indecent profit to the fraternity boys in Iowa City. How about that? We did, too. This part is for Doc. I've been... Oh,
go ahead and read it. It's for both.
For Doc. I've been aboard this destroyer for 2 weeks now, and we've already been through 4 air attacks. I'm in the war at last, Doc. I've caught up with that task force that passed me by. I'm glad to be here. I had to be here, I guess. But I'm thinking now of you, Doc, and you, Frank, and Dolan, and Dowdy, and Insignia, and everyone else on that bucket. All the guys everywhere who sailed from tedium to apathy and back again, with an occasional side trip to monotony. This is a tough crew on here, and they have a wonderful battle record. But I've discovered, Doc, that the unseen enemy of this war is the boredom that eventually becomes a faith, and therefore a terrible sort of suicide. And I know now that the ones who refuse to surrender to it are the strongest of all. Right now, I'm looking at something that's hanging over my desk, a preposterous hunk of brass attached to the most bilious piece of ribbon I've ever seen. I'd rather have it than the Congressional Medal of Honor. It tells me what I'll always be proudest of, that at a time in the world when courage counted most, I lived among 62 brave men. So, Doc, and especially you, Frank, don't let those guys down. Of course, I know that by this time they must be very happy because the captain's overhead is filled with marbles. And here comes the mail orderly. This has to go now. I'll finish it later. Meanwhile, you guys can write too, can't you? Doug.
May I see that, Frank?
Yeah, this one's from Fornell.
I'd rather have it than the Congressional Medal of Honor. Well, I'm glad he found that out. What's the matter, Frank? What's the matter? Frank, what is it?
Mr. Roberts is dead. This is from Fornell. Took a Jap suicide plane. It killed everybody in a twin 40 battery and went right on through and killed Doug. Some other officer in the wardroom. They were drinking coffee when it hit.
Coffee. Could I have that? Like to post it for the crew. No? Post this instead. It's theirs.
Overboard.
Now, what's all this crud about no movie tonight?